It's time for Tiger Talk on Star 99 and DRGNews.com. Tonight, the coaches will talk with Andy Hsu for Tiger Talk. Tiger Talk is brought to you by Bridge City Realty, Grand Central Station, Dakota Bank, and Hands On Health. Now live from the Pizza Ranch in Mobridge, here's Andy Hsu.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Pizza Ranch. And we're having some issues hearing the studio back here, but we're going to go ahead and put us on the air. And we've got Coach Holmstrom with us right now. And Coach, tough loss against Clark Willow Lake, a team that I think you match up pretty well with. It was just a rash of things that happened. It's a kind of a nightmare as far as a coach goes. You got a plan in place, and then all of a sudden the wheels kind of fell off.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, having Cole go out that first quarter, our middle linebacker, kind of the heart and soul of the team, that really hurt. You know, you're counting on him to really be a stopgap guy and make big plays, and defense is designed for that to happen. So when he went down, that hurt.
Yeah. And, you know, and he's not the only linebacker that you've lost. I mean, we talk about Taylen Carmody. Oh, yeah. You said it when we talked a while back about you want to get the best hitters on the team playing linebacker. Well, that's Taylen Carmody. He likes to put his nose in there and really, you know, mess around with some big hits. So you got both linebackers on the sideline, and you're trying to get the best combination out there. It wasn't that your offense was not doing well. It was just the defense couldn't make any stops trying to, recoup from what was going on.
Yeah, I mean, I think they did a nice job of adjusting in the second half. We only allowed that very opening drive. That was it. But the problem is then you're playing catch-up.
Yeah.
And then it's always there's a little bit over you, a little bit on the edge at all times. So, yeah, that was tough. I mean, those two injuries, and then even the Turner Fitzgerald injury.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I don't know if you noticed those first three games, he came in on critical times on defense,
right,
and really did well. And then we lose him in that first quarter of Aberdeen Roncalli, and we expected him to play a lot of defense that night. And he didn't play any.
Yeah, and I know you don't talk about injuries, right, but I know that everybody's hoping that Turner will be back Friday night against Woonsocket, Westington Springs, Sanborn Central, not only for his critical role on the offensive and defensive side, but the senior leadership too.
Yeah, I mean, that's the tough thing, you know, about Cole too. I mean, there's a senior leader, good guy. Like I said, heart and soul of the defense. He goes down, it's like, oof. That hurt.
Yeah. I talked to Coach Stutz about the defense, and he was saying, you know, we do have players that will come in and play on the defensive side. The problem is, and correct me if I'm wrong, you're playing a high-tempo offense. You're not taking any breaks between plays. You're just go, go, go. And so you bring a guy off the offense who, and I'll just use Schoenhardt for an example. You're giving him the ball. He's pounding away. He's tired. And then you bring him out there and play linebacker. That's tough on the kid. It's also probably not the most productive player to have out there because he's beat up. He's tired.
Right. Oh, yeah. And that's, you know, that's the advantage of limiting someone's playing time is that you can get all out effort. The reason that we don't like kids to go both ways is then you're right. They tend to take plays off. And I'll show you anybody. You can tell me any kid that goes both ways and we'll go through a game film together and I'll show you plays that they take off.
Right.
And see, that's the difference. That's where you don't want, you want as many people to have the opportunity to play as possible, because then they can go full speed all the time.
You know, and another thing that I've noticed the last three games is, and it's hard to, you know, get a 16, 17, 18-year-old kid motivated when you're down by a couple scores, but you see less motivation. It seems like the team comes out there just fired up before the game starts, and then all of a sudden you get down by a touchdown or two touchdowns, and there's just I don't want to say a lack of enthusiasm, but it's a lesser amount.
Yeah. Well, you know, part of that goes too, though. You know, think about last game, and we went down and scored first drive, 15 play drive, and scored, got the 2-point conversion, 8-0. You know, defense comes out there and stops them.
Yeah.
But the tough thing is when you have a turnover right away.
Right.
That's
right.
Tough. And right. And we stopped them again. There was another turnover. So yeah, I think it goes back to something we talked about real early in the season. It's all about protecting the ball and then trying to get the ball away from the other team.
Yeah, get your defense off the field. So let's move on. Let's talk a little bit about Woonsocket, Westington, Spring, Sanborn Central. Now, that's a mouthful. And this is a team that has co-opt maybe in the last 10 years. They've formed this co-op, and it's one of the bigger 9B or 11B schools in the state. And they bring a lot of weapons, don't they?
Oh, they do. I mean, they're a very, very talented group. And I think of all the teams we played this year, they're the second most talented. Except for Roncalli.
Yeah.
So it's very, we're challenged big time. We're hoping to get a couple of those injured players back. And so hopefully that will help mitigate some of that talent. But it's going to be a challenge. I mean, there's no easy ones. I think the only easy game we had all year is Dakota Hills.
Yeah.
That's long gone. But it's going to be another challenge. But see, you know, the other thing too is I even think about last night and then, of course, the Redfield game. But that's why you play the game,
right?
You know, that's the competition. That's the test. That's where everybody has to, you know, band together. And you know what? Sometimes the other team's better than you, and then you shake hands and you go on. And they might even be better than you that night.
Right.
But, there's no shame. There's no dishonor. You know, our kids, we have good kids.
Yeah.
And we have a great school. We play for a great tradition, 108 years of football tradition here at Mobridge Pollock. And, I know and all the coaches are very proud of the effort, dedication, commitment put in by everybody. So it's a good thing. It's not a bad thing.
Let's talk X's and O's for the Warhawks.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of things. I've seen the Blackhawks. I've seen the Warhawks. Yeah. I've seen the Eagles. I'm not really sure.
Okay, let's talk X's and O's. I got their offensive starters, and man, they got some big kids the backfield. In fact, their fullback and halfback are bigger than their guards. They're big, big kids. How do you coach defense to stop that kind of size?
Well, first of all, you got to get your foot down. Whenever you're going to make contact, it's just like a boxer. You got to get that foot down so that you can stabilize. When they're going to make contact, if you don't get your foot down, it's very, very difficult to control an offensive player. So that's part of it. Whenever you take on blocks, you got to get the foot down. Then when you go in, you got to keep your head up, chest out. And then, you know, if you're coming on, you got to drive it just like you're driving 5 yards behind the guy. If you're coming on the side, it's, you know, the old hawk tackle, you're wrapping and rolling. If you're coming in from behind, you're trying to strip that ball as you take down the running back or receiver or quarterback, whatever it is. But yeah, it's good for him, trying to do the best thing you can. And you want to try to stay as low as possible against the big guys.
Well, one thing I know about being a big guy, unless you're a supernatural athlete, you're just not as speedy. And so on the offensive side, the team speed that Mobridge Pollock possesses, probably going to wear them down to the point where by the fourth quarter, they're going to be winded.
Oh yeah. That's what we're hoping, you know, and they're big old boys, and they're not used to playing at the speed that we like to play. So, yeah, and it's supposed to be a little bit hotter on Friday night. It's kind of funny how that goes. So let's hope those things combine to make it very, very good Mobridge night.
Right now, everybody's speculating about the playoffs. And so I'm going to take it from the horse's mouth. You need to win these last two games to – get in the playoffs, or are you already in? You just need a better seed.
No, I think we got to win these two to make the playoffs. And the deal, the reason last Friday night was so big is because you wanted to get a decent seed.
Right.
You know, so, I think we got to win both these games.
So you got your work cut out for you, Woonsocket, Westington Springs. You get a week off. You know, I talked at the beginning of the season to coaches about where you want that bye week. Do you want it in the end of the season? Do you want it at the beginning of the season? I think it comes in pretty good for you guys. You get a chance, play this Friday, and then heal up. You've got 2 weeks to heal up. Maybe back off a little bit in the first week of practice, and then get back at it and get ready for Groton, which the Tiger Trophy is up for grabs.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, I was kind of thinking about it. You know, they don't play anybody this week, or I should say next week either. And it would have been kind of, or as far as Woonsocket, it would have been fun to push this game back 1 week.
Yeah, it would have been.
And then, see, then we, that we might have got more people back and covered more people. Yeah. So, but that's the way it goes. But you're right. It's a good time to work on fundamentals, do the things that that you can do as far as one, whenever you have an off week, one of the things I like to do is do a lot of individual stuff. So you can work on individual skills that they really last an entire career. So those are the things that we'd like to work on.
As we get to the end of the football season for your seniors, just an evaluation, there's probably some kids on this football team that have a good chance of maybe playing somewhere in the next level. Do you see that? Are you trying to help them to how to get recruited and so on and so forth, being that you've coached in the college level?
Yeah, I mean, that's a big process. I mean, and usually it's interesting because usually it starts, you know, pretty young, freshman, sophomore, junior year. But senior year is not too late. And we've had many seniors have a really good season. So, yeah, I mean, there's a big promotion deal that you're trying to, you'll reach out to those college coaches and show them, you know, what this athlete has done and where we think they can go. I mean, you know, think of like even Aiden. I mean, there are programs in the country that do run an I formation like we do. Mm-hmm. At the college level, that he would be very much, you know, fullback, exactly what they're looking for. So, you know, you put those people in the right position, right time. And the other thing too is you have to have an athlete that's, college football is a lot of work.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, if they think this is serious, high school football just scratches the surface compared to what is expected at the college level. So if you get the student athlete that wants that and wants to put the time, dedication, commitment, oh yeah, we support them all the way and whatever they want to do and whatever. I always say this, you know, I'm not the one that's going to say no. We're going to keep on calling, keep on pushing and supporting our athletes in whatever direction they want to go.
You mentioned Aiden, another one that has really come out and played well this year, I think, is Holden Eisman. Holden, I think he had aspirations of playing quarterback his whole career at Mobridge Pollock. He comes out at a wideout, and some of the catches he's made and some of the runs after catches, if that doesn't raise an eyebrow for a college coach, there's something wrong.
Yeah, phenomenal. And, you know, yeah, I definitely think he has potential. He's another one that has big-time potential to play college football. So yeah, but once again, you know, he has to want to, and then, you know, you got to find the right max and match and everything else. But oh yeah, you see a lot of good things with him.
I talked to a parent right before the game on Friday, and it happened to be the Byers kid's mom. And she was talking about how upset he was. And the kid was so sick, he couldn't get out of bed. He was just sick. And she said that he's more upset about not being able to be out on the field with his teammates than he is about being sick. That level of dedication's got to give you really a lot of pride and hope.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's such a good group of kids. I'm telling you, the seniors are outstanding. The juniors are outstanding. The sophomores are great kids. And we have great freshmen. And it's just... it just makes everybody at Mobridge Pollock very proud, because at the end of the day, it's building young men into future leaders. And that's what it's all about. And these guys, the seniors, the juniors, the sophomores, and the freshmen have really been outstanding teammates and then football players and citizens. So it's been a big thing, you know, when you think about academics, you know, our team has really done well this year. So far, so good. We got another big grade check tomorrow. But I'll tell you what, I think everybody in our community can be very proud of the time, dedication, effort these student athletes have put in. And that's what it's all about. I mean, we have dinner with the seniors every week. And we meet, it's usually Monday through Friday, Monday through Thursday. There's some night that we get together as a group. Just kind of talk to each other, you know, break bread together, talk about what's going on. Then they decided a few things. And so it's kind of a cool thing. And these young men, I'll tell you what, polite, good citizens, wherever we are, whether it's in my house or at a local restaurant or something, just top-notch, great kids. The seniors, they clean the restaurant, make it look better than when they found it. Same thing with the buses. We come home from Roncalli, that bus is perfect. We come home from, Dakota Hills, the bus is perfect. So, you know, these are kids that the entire community can be proud of. Good kids, hardworking, future leaders in the Mobridge Pollock.
One of the things I think the armchair quarterbacks don't understand is it's number one, it's high school football. And these kids are students before they're anything else. Before they walk onto a field, their purpose at this high school is not to play football or basketball or wrestling. That's a side of it. But their purpose is to get an education, become young men, and take on the world.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's such a big ideal within our school system and really what we want for all these young men. Because if you don't have that education, if you don't have the skills, you don't have the ability to express yourself and do those wonderful things that our teachers teach all the time, then it's been a failure. And so, you know, it's always easy to win.
Yeah.
It's hard to lose.
Yeah.
And then you're tested in a lot of different ways, and people criticize you. People might say things, but that's where I tell the kids, you got to win with class. You got to lose with class.
Exactly right.
And saying nasty things to people and being mean and things like that, that's not losing with class. You gotta be, hey, okay, this is the way it is. And we go on, and you learn not to complain, but to try to help.
Right.
And that's what a good teammate does. That's what a good fan does.
Yeah.
You know, those are the people that you really appreciate and then know. And like I said, for all of those seniors, they are always going to be Tigers. They'll always be part of our football family, and we will always help them whatever they need.
I want to, what do we got? We got time. I want to talk the rest of Mobridge Pollock Athletics, especially this fall. You got a golfer going to the state golf meet. So we're going to talk now just about Tiger Athletics in the fall, homecoming coming up, and we'll do that in 2 minutes. We'll be right back. This is Tiger Talk on Star 99.
Go get them, Tigers. Grand Central Station of Mobridge wants to take this time to wish the Tigers the best this season. Grand Central Station is here for all of your tires, oil changes, convenience items, bait, and of course, gas or diesel. They look forward to serving you in the future. More great things like their new car wash will be coming soon, too. Stop by and check out all the new changes. Good luck, players, this season and in the future from the friendly staff at Grand Central Station in Mobridge.
No one has a handbook for what we're living through today, which is why the experience you have access to makes all the difference in how you make it to tomorrow. For decades, Dakota Bank has worked with ag producers through industry, economic, and regional changes. We're committed to agriculture. We're committed to the producers and families that make our communities great. Go with commitment, experience, and integrity. Dakota Bank, banking, insurance, mortgage, and trust. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Insurance and trust not FDIC insured.
Are you ready to buy a house or business in the Mobridge area?
If you are, call Harley, Riley, Carol, or Jackie at Bridge City Real Estate.
Check out their website at bridgecityonline.com and their Facebook page too.
They are your local realtors and they will be happy to help you.
Bridge City Real Estate wants to wish all the area athletes and coaches good luck throughout your season.
Hands-On Health in Mobridge can take care of all of your physical therapy needs.
Hi, this is Drew Peterson, Doctor of Physical Therapy, inviting you to call me to discuss all of your pain management needs.
Whether you're recovering from a surgery, have neck or back pain, or balance issues, we can help you.
Give us a call to schedule your appointment in Mobridge at 374-5844. That's 374-5844. Or find us on Facebook at Hands-On Health Wellness Center.
Hands-On Health of Mobridge, here for all of your pain management needs.
We can take care of your pain.
Hey, welcome back to Tiger Talk here at the Pizza Ranch. I want to remind everybody before we go on, tomorrow night, the Pizza Ranch is hosting a fundraiser for Mopo Robo. The robotics team is going to come in and serve you dinner, and proceeds from the night will go to help them with their competition. We talked last week, and I'm excited about this. They were number three in the state last year in robotics, and this year, I understand they've got even a better project that they're going to present in Brookings. So my plea to you is if you support Mobridge Pollock, Tigers football, basketball, wrestling, volleyball, golf, whatever it is, you got to support these kids too. So come on out in droves, bring the whole family, have a great buffet. The food here is excellent. Come on out and help the Mopo Robo.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is something as activities director you're really proud of. You know, I've had the chance to see them practice what they do and perfect their craft and everything else. And it's so impressive to see what they're doing with robotics. You know, James Fulkerson and Andrew, two of our football players from Mobridge Pollock, they're on this robo team.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they asked us to try to promote it by getting people to come tomorrow night if you can. It's much appreciated. We realize people are busy and have different plans, but it would be a great time. And then you can kind of see the kids.
Right.
You can see them in action and really appreciate. These are some of the great things. You know, Dr. Frederick and the school board have done a lot of things as far as trying to give kids opportunities. And this is one of the great opportunities all our children have when it comes to robotics. And really, that's the future. I mean, those are the things that it's all about, getting these kids ready. And get them ready for what they're going to be doing the rest of their life.
Well, there's a former Mobridge Pollock student who now works for NASA in Florida and is a rocket scientist. I think the chances of becoming a rocket scientist are a heck of a lot better than playing in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, it's impressive too, though, because when you think about it, you know, there's all those people, over 330 million people in the United States, and one of ours is part of that really special thing when it comes to NASA and stuff. Yeah. So it is impressive. It's not only preparing those kids, but all of our children. And like we said just a few minutes ago, the idea of a student athlete is what it's all about. And these activities like the robo. And then can I mention, if you would, hopefully you'll accept this, but the choir has been outstanding this year too. I mean, whether it's volleyball, football, whatever it might be, they're presenting these wonderful presentations of the Star Spangled Banner, and it's so impressive. Once again, our hat is off to Mrs. Zahn, their teacher, and really all the music teachers at Mobridge Pollock are just fantastic. Mr. Gonzalez, and it's so impressive to see them band together and do all these really cool things. And our football players come up, sing the national anthem, and they ask me, "Well, what do you think about it?" I said, "I love it."
Yeah, you know,
the more you do it, the better.
If there's a Lisa Zahn fan club, I want to be the president. She delivers every time, every game, the national anthem. And then you look at her record as far as sending people to Allstate Choir and the kids that have gone from Mobridge Pollock to Allstate Choir. She's a marvel with what she does. And the thing that I respect most about her is all the kids love her to death.
Yeah, it's amazing. It is absolutely amazing. We really have a gem there. And her husband too.
Yes.
I mean, Brian, it's been so fun getting to know him. It was a little bit hard for me to find him the first couple of months. but once we actually connected, yeah, what a nice guy. He does obviously the track coaching, but he also does a lot of the volleyball reffing and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's quite a service.
Yeah.
You know, people don't realize, they think those people make big money. They don't.
No.
It is a public service, and that's, once again, a credit to him and a big thank you to him that he is willing to put that time and effort and commitment.
See, when I was in Nevada, I officiated for a couple of years, and I heard the criticism. And I know that sometimes during the game, in the heat of my emotions, I will call out a bad play or something like that. But I do also realize that I remember making, you know, $30 a game plus miles and meals. It was not because of the money. It was because I love the sport and I wanted to be around high school sports. And that's what these guys do as well. So the next time you're in the crowd and you want to scream something at the official, remember, these guys are out here because they love what they're doing and they love your kids and they want to make sure that it's a safe contest.
And yeah, I mean, we encourage everybody to take the refereeing tests and become certified and go out there and put your name on the line.
Yeah.
And, you know, same thing with if you're going to criticize the coach, well, you might as well start at MJO.
Yeah.
And get out there and help those kids and you become the coach that you want us to be.
Exactly right. I want to talk about the fall, and as it's starting to wrap up, congratulations goes out to William Blankarts. He has qualified for state golf. On Monday and Tuesday, he'll go over to Moxon Creek in Aberdeen and compete and represent Mulridge Pollock at the state golf meet. I think that's a great, great ambassador. He's just a great kid, and he works so hard at his game. So congratulations there.
Yeah, congratulations to him. And then Coach Hedick, too. You know, the time, effort, and commitment he puts in, it's amazing. It's kind of a thankless job. It's not like you get paid the big money or anything like that. And golf is a very much a finesse sport.
Yeah.
So you have to be very, very you have to be a good coach.
Yeah.
Because there's so many things going on at the same time, and you have to be watching. It's like you have to have watch, and make sure every putt is perfect, the driving's right, the swing is correct. And so I really appreciate Coach Hedick. The longer we work together, the more I realize what another gem we have there.
Let's talk about Caitlin Fries. I was going to have her come up tonight, and imagine that she's too busy coaching the cross country team. And we've known about Heidi Olson for years and what a special cross country runner and special athlete she is. But now we're starting to learn that on the boys' side of things, there's some guys that are going to compete well in the regionals and maybe at the state cross-country meet. It's kind of exciting as this starts revving up more and more. These athletes in cross-country are starting to get better and better. And I got to give the credit to Coach Fries.
Oh, yeah. I mean, once again, Caitlin, the time, effort, commitment that she puts in is just amazing. You know, we're fortunate to have her. She's a former state champion.
Yes.
From Mulbridge Pollock. So, I mean, she's something else. And what's cool about her, too, is teaching comes first.
Yeah.
And that's when she tells you she's busy. I mean, what she really is telling you, I'm putting a lot more time into teaching and coaching and everything else. But she really has things going. You know, it was so much fun. I want to have a big thank you to the city of Mulbridge for helping us so much with that cross country
yes.
meet. I mean, they came through big time. Heather Beck and then, you know, all the people in the city that have really come through and made us feel so appreciated. That's a beautiful park. The
yeah.
park is yeah. amazing. And the kids ran it well. We had people helping from the football team, the volleyball team, passing out water, getting things out, going to the runners. Remy had a great day as yeah. well as, of course, Miss Olson. She mm-hmm. was unbelievable. Heidi Olson. So, yeah, that was really a big thank you. You know, Jim Shuckaway came in above and beyond the call of duty, all the work, dedication, commitment that he put in. It's just amazing. So, you know, it's another one of those examples where the whole community came together. We had help. Christy Moser came through, and I mean, she did so much work to get everything ready as far as making sure everything's perfect and all those things. We had TJ Knudsen. He did a lot of extra stuff as far as driving the lead vehicle and getting that all going. So, yeah, we want cross country to be a big deal. And so, you know, the more that we can do those kind of experiences, and we had a big crowd that day too.
Yeah, I was going to say, from my vantage point, it looked awesome to see the runners come across, but it even looked better to see all the people standing out there.
Oh, that was great. That was really great. You know, it's funny. The one thing we couldn't control was the weather.
Yeah.
And but fortunately, we did have the ice water stations and the Gatorade stations and all that stuff. So that stuff was ready to go. Yeah. That was the positive thing. But yeah, it was a good thing.
We got to talk about Coach Henderson and the volleyball team. You talk about a team that's on a roll right now. They've got a perfect combination of senior leadership, and then they've got youth that are really stepping up. Miller has been a bump in the road, but it's been close each time they played against Miller. And that's a team that they're going to have to face down the road to get into the state tournament, I believe. No, Miller went down to Class B, didn't they? I'm not sure.
I think you're right. I think they went down. But playing a team like Miller, and then that makes you better.
Yes.
And I'm so impressed with Coach Henderson. She's just an amazing coach. Once again, we're so fortunate to have her. All these coaches in the fall, I mean, just amazing how good they are and so good for the kids. And she's a role model in every way possible. And so is Trudy Chemnitz. It's so great to have her as part of that leadership group. And then and the girls, I'm telling you what, when I walk into that school, all those volleyball players have the biggest smiles on their faces, and they're excited about being there, being at school, being in volleyball, and representing our school. And once again, they're great student athletes.
Yes, yes.
So it really makes it special.
We are approaching homecoming. Like I said, we got a football game coming up this Friday. We got a bye week. We get homecoming against what some people would call a rival, the Tiger Trophy, on the line. It's Groton coming to town for homecoming. Now, a lot of high school football coaches will tell you that homecoming is a big distraction. You lose focus and so on and so forth. But being that there's a bye week before it, it might be a blessing in disguise for homecoming.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't really planned that way as far as the state gives you the football schedule, and the other dates didn't work because there was no home volleyball. So, you know, it's kind of funny, though. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's 2 weeks of homecoming.
Yes.
So, you know what? I say let's embrace it. Let's get excited about it. Let's get fired up about it and all that. So, yeah, let's have fun with it. Let's have as many people from the community involved for 2 weeks and really get things going.
Coronation, of course, on Monday night. They also will do activities through the week, but the Tiger Olympics on Friday. And I'm going to ask you direct. I've been asked a couple of questions. Are you doing a parade this year?
Yep, there is a parade.
Okay.
And then we got our principal, who's outstanding, Mrs. Randall. Mrs. Bain, who's the homecoming director. They have approval from the state as far as the parade route and all that thing. So, yeah, we're going to have a parade. All those things will take place on Friday. The Friday of the game. Mm-hmm. So we're expecting a big crowd and good weather and all that other fun stuff.
But hopefully.
Yeah.
Well, we talk about homecoming, and it's not just about football, too. We expect big crowds for the volleyball game. Yeah. We also expect big crowds to come out and support any of the students for homecoming week. But it's a combination of all of Mobridge Pollock sports. Football game is on Friday night, of course, and that's the culmination of it. But there's a lot going on that week, and fans need to get out and show your support.
Oh, yeah. I mean, let's make it a real big – matter of fact, the volleyball team has, like, three games that week.
Wow.
I mean, if you include the Saturday one, yeah.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of opportunity to support them. And obviously, you know, we want the golf team to be special, this week, and then the cross country. And then, you know, so it's really a culmination of really all the sports seasons into homecoming.
Excellent. Well, Coach, I think we've covered everything. I just can't tell you how much I appreciate you coming out here on Wednesday night, taking time out of your schedule and showing up at the Pizza Ranch and doing this. Not only is it informative, but I think that, like I said, the couch quarterback, I think he understands a little bit more, or she understands a little bit more about the philosophy and so on and so forth. The more we talk about it, the better opportunity they have to understand where you're coming from and what's going on.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and that's the key. You can be so proud. All the people, the Mobridge Pollock school system, let me tell you, they can be so proud of our young men and women and the coaches, the teachers, the custodians, the support staff, the administration. All these people are doing the best they can, and it's very impressive. You know, that's one thing. It's really important for us to get the message out, all the great things that are happening in our school district, and we're excited about. So thank you.
Well, I appreciate everything you do. I'm going to try to get Mrs. Zahn to come up next Wednesday.
I was going to say, now that would be.
Yes.
And, you know, not telling you how to do your job, of course, but Mrs. Zahn and Mr. Zahn.
Oh, get both of them? Oh, Lord.
Would that be something? Then you got the 1-2 combination. Yeah.
Mr. Zahn, he might not be as talkative as Mrs. Zahn, but yeah, that would be a great combination. Thank you again, Coach. We appreciate it, and we wish you the best of luck on Friday night.
Thank you. Thank you. Looking forward to see you there.
We'll take it back to the studio. This has been Tiger Talk right here on Star 99.
This has been Tiger Talk, brought to you by Hands On Health, Dakota Bank, Grand Central Station, and Bridge City Realty. If you missed a second of the show, go to drgnews.com/star99 for the entire show. Join us next Wednesday at 7 p.m. for Tiger Talk at the Pizza Ranch in Mobridge.